opportunity to make your real estate dreams come true. We wish you a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. I'm Valinda Hanna-Lazarus, a corporate underwriter of WCNO, available at 772-626-1529.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast. I trust also you will be blessed by the message.
On your head. Yes. He knows every one of them. Yes. Can count them. Yes. That's how personal, how sovereign He is. And it's not just that, you know, sometimes we just know things to be knowing it. Don't ever do anything with it. But no, all these things to God have purpose. Oh, if we understand. Now, we're going to look at something tonight that's very important. But when we understand His sovereignty, tell somebody, just be happy. Don't worry.
Don't worry.
God's in control.
God's in control.
See, sometimes we allow impatience or the pace of the world to get us out of harmony with God. Amen. Anxiety, that's not from God. Amen. He said, I come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. He said, my peace I give to you. My peace I leave with you, not as the world gives. The world can give you a certain amount or a certain type of peace, but it won't last. Let somebody make you mad. Let something happen that didn't fit into your plan. That's how the world operates. But God says, I have a peace that will pass even your understanding. You will marvel sometime at how you can be at peace when all this confusion is going on around you. My peace I leave with you. A peace the world can't give and neither can it take. Amen? The problem today, even in the church world, is that people, let me say it this way, tend to be very religious, but they fail to understand, or they are, I'll use the word, ignorant of the ways and the workings of God. They're like the ones on Mars Hill. They were worshiping the unknown God. We're going to bow down. We don't know who this is. But it's not the will of God that we be ignorant of His ways. As you often hear me say, Israel knew His acts. You know, a drunk on the street can tell you, I know God is able. You know, I know the man upstairs. He, God may have even wrought a miracle for him. He'll know what God can do, but does he know God's ways? Moses knew his ways. He was brought into a place of intimacy. He knew God's ways. That's why he was so broken, so humble, because he knew God's ways. I like to say it this way, and you hear me say it often. Never trust anybody unless you see him walk with a limp. You know what I mean? And I don't mean a physical limp, but a spiritual limp. You couldn't trust Jacob until that angel touched his thigh. And after that, he changed from Jacob to Israel, from a supplanter to a prince. That's when God placed authority. That's when he crossed over, had the nations, established the nation of Israel. But he could be trusted then. And he was walking with a limp. See, the one that doesn't walk with a limp has never been dealt with by God. Say amen, lights. See, God doesn't glory in the strength of men's legs. You can read that in Proverbs. How fast they can run in that. The God want to put a limp on you. Some of y'all don't know what I'm talking about. You never been there. Amen. I said, you never been there. But it's not to hurt you. It's so that you will yield and allow him to be sovereign. See, before Jacob got dealt with, he could run. He was a tricky dude. Get your money and gone. Couldn't catch him. But after he got dealt with, he couldn't run no more. You ain't going to be trying to do nobody wrong. You can't get away. Can't even get out the bank. What you trying to rob the bank? Your nature, your behavior, your mindset going to shift. People are religious, but they tend not to understand the ways of God. You see, the world tries to conform us to a certain way of thinking. We can't think like the world. The world is full of delusion. What are you going to allow to define your reality? The illusions of this world or the Word of God? You know, one thing about the Word of God, it says the way up is down. Don't tell me. He that humbles himself shall be exalted. While he that exalts himself, God says the way down is up. He that exalts himself shall be abased. Amen. It's the way of God. The way to receive is to give. Phew, amen. Thank you, Sister Rose. Got my amen corner back. Somebody said, amen. The way to receive is to give. It is. And not just money. Time. Love, grace, mercy, goodness. That's how you receive. You don't get what you want, you get what you are. You a hater, you're going to get hate. It's spirit law. But we must understand the ways of God. Do you understand that we can't add anything to God? Heaven not going to hurt because you got mad. And you don't want to serve God no more. You know, God loves you. He's not for his benefit. God is self-contained. Do you know God don't live in heaven? Heaven's in God. Help us, Holy Ghost. Oh, he's up in heaven. No, heaven is in him. That's how bad he is. He's in the place where ain't no boundaries. Ain't no limitations. We can't even conceive that. We can't, you know, we got to, we have a portion of eternity in us. So we kind of know, but this ain't ready yet. This ain't registered. We only use 10% of this. I use about 11%. but science will tell you 10%. But there's coming a day where we're going to use it all. Well, we will know as we are known. We'll be at full capacity. So, people that are religious or that don't know the workings of God, we that do understand to a degree or have a measure of understanding must proclaim God's sovereignty. You know, when you brag on God, God will back you up. I said, when you make your boast in the Lord, God will back you up. He'll prove himself. God is God of all the nations. I don't care how rogue the nation. God is the God of Iran, North Korea. I don't care. They can be crazy all they want. God is still sovereign over them. Amen. God of our country. No matter how whack a nation may get, God is still sovereign. And he's not just sitting up there without a plan, without a purpose, without direction. God already knows. And wittingly or unwittingly, everybody's going to fall in line to what God's plan is and what God's purpose is. So, you know, the rabbit might have took off running in the race and you might be like the tortoise. All you got to do is stay in your lane. Let the rabbit rest. Let the rabbit take off, because at the end of the day, the tortoise is going to cross the finish line first. Don't worry. See, when we understand sovereignty, we find that we don't have to compete. Emulation, strife, sedition, heresies, all this stuff, grumblings, comparisons, all this stuff, talking about when it... Oh, that's you don't need any of that, because every one of us is unique. Every one of us has a measure of faith. Every one of us has a gift by God that's different. But even though you might have the same gift as somebody else, there's a different expression. You are unique. That's why they that compare themselves to themselves is not wise. Tell somebody right now, ain't nobody got it like you got it. Come on, tell them, ain't nobody bad as you. Can't nobody do it like you do it. If God can make every snowflake different. My goodness, you ever been in the snow? Every snowflake. That just mind blowing right there. You imagine all the snow that falls? And every snowflake is different. What? How could this? You mean? And I'm certain that there's not been two snowflakes alike ever. Just like your fingerprints. Now, on a little old finger, how can you get different fingerprints? On a little old finger like that, everyone is different. Come on, Lord. Talk to me. How you doing this? I don't care how identical of twin you have, you're still different. You're still different. Sovereign God. We see through a glass darkly. We have a measure of understanding. One day we'll see. And we'll know as we're known. You know, the wonderful thing about heaven is that there's no secrets except what God, you know, is going to unfold.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036 or toll free at 1-877-TR-BANKS. Our service times are Sundays, 8:30 a.m., and 11 o'clock a.m. Join us in our midweek service Wednesdays at 7:30 p.m. All services are live streamed.